Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give away all the features those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites.
Those sucker DJs.
That's right.
We won't mention any names, though.
We could, but it would take a long time because a lot of them charge for their websites. It's kind of the industry standard to charge for a talk radio website. So we have broken the rules in that particular area, as we so like to do.
And so take advantage of it. Well, we still aren't broke.
Why? Because we love you.
Exactly. So head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy it on us. All right. We're going to talk to you about whatever's on your mind coming up. We'll get to the slavery story that we did not manage to get around to last night. Also, I went to the to pay the property tax bill today.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
And I went with something a little unusual.
Yeah, yeah. You just couldn't do it regular-like and send in your check.
Nope. didn't make many friends with the bureaucrats there either. But we'll get to that story as well. And
wait. Don't tell me. You gave it to him in pennies.
No, that would have been way too much of a pain. I'd have to have a pallet jack. I mean, we're talking almost $3,000 in property taxes.
That's just for 6 months.
Yeah, that would be tremendous. Let's go first across the pond to Ziggy in the UK. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Right, yeah, Michael Jackson fans.
Yes?
If you... I can't understand how people are so emotional about someone they've never met.
Are you seeing this in person?
If you're that sad about someone you didn't not really know...
Are you seeing this in person? Do you actually... Have you actually experienced these nutty fans?
I've never experienced one in person, but I do know of these kind of nutty fans. I mean, you equated it to Princess Diana. I wouldn't put it on that par.
Not quite.
But, because, I mean, one thing that has happened with Jacko is that people have been free to tell jokes, and people have chuckled and gone, you should say that, but they've chuckled. With Princess Di, you can say a thing. And in fact, it was one time I actually bit down on my lip and didn't say anything.
So you're saying that Princess Di, even in the UK, is still an off-limits topic?
Not now, but at the time, was. Personally, when she died, I thought, well, yeah, it is a tragic thing for a woman her age to die in, you know, those circumstances. But
sure.
I'm no royalist. I despise the monarchy. And to be honest, all I ever thought was she was a Sloan Ranger who got lucky. But on the whole, people who worship celebrity and whatever else, I just think if people worship themselves a bit more, they feel a bit better about themselves instead of, lording after wanting to be like some celebrity. Basically.
I completely agree with you. I think that the celebrity obsession that is so prevalent in pop culture in this country, and it sounds like it's fairly prevalent over there in the UK as well.
It was really earlier this year, a woman called Jay Goody died, who had been the winner, I think, of the first Big Brother contest here. And she was basically what I would describe as a chav. And she wasn't very talented, but she sort of had a career based on the fact that she won Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
And she contracted cervical cancer. The reason which could have been treated if she'd actually gone back to the doctors when I told her to go back, but she refused to go for a second test. And everyone was saying, oh, how sad it was and whatever else. I went, yeah, it's sad that she's got cancer, but it's her own fault for not getting treated because cervical cancer is actually preventable, if they catch it early. And, I actually had a bit of a rant, and I published it on a blog, saying, look, first of all, in some ways it is her own fault, the state she's got to. And secondly, can we stop worshipping someone who's, done nothing with their life except sat in a TV studio for 6 weeks?
Well said, Ziggy. Thank you for the call tonight. Just to continue the commentary on this issue, the obsession that people have with celebrity in Western culture It's very
It's probably worldwide, I think.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to go out on that limb. I'm not going to say that somebody in the rural Africa is obsessed with American celebrities. But it could happen.
Maybe not American celebrities.
You know, it's interesting, though, in Britain, I understand in London there were 50 sold-out Michael Jackson shows coming up over the next few months. Hmm. 50. That's how.
So maybe there's more nutters over there than there are here about, at least about him.
Yes.
But it's a disturbing trend. It's been going on for a long time. Obviously, there are magazines, periodicals, websites that are dedicated to feeding into this this mindset of, well, it says to me basically an obsession with celebrity says my life is not interesting. I am not really that interested in what's going on in my life, and so therefore I'm going to focus my energy. And focus my time learning about what Brad and Anis or Brad and Jennifer are doing, or no, it's Brad and Angelina now, or or Madonna and her babies. And I mean, I'm just going off the headlines I've seen.
And Britney's babies.
She's still in the news, Britney.
Oh boy,
Britney. You name it, Miley Cyrus. I'm just kind of going off the headlines I've seen over the last couple of years, walking through the supermarket. Checkouts. I never see anybody actually reading those magazines. Now and then I will see someone buy one, but it's I think it's wider spread than I even probably imagined, because it seems so popular. Seems so widespread.
Yeah, there are people, reporters, even TV reporters, that make a living off of just reporting on what celebrities are doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Entertainment
Get
Tonight.
A life.
And that's what you would say, right? Get a life. Your life isn't interesting enough, so you're busy following the lives of the celebrities as though you're living vicariously through what it is that they are doing with themselves. And it's always the same old crap, right? It's, so-and-so's dating so-and-so, is married to whoever, and is cheating on whatever, and they've got a new movie coming out, and now they've broken up over here, they've had a baby, and it's just on and on and on it goes. It's the life of the celebrities, just kind of writ large for everybody to experience as though it's somehow meaningful. Sad.
On the other hand, I think that if a celebrity dies, let's just say you have a healthy appreciation of a certain singer or actor or actress or something, and they die. And you've watched their movies because you liked what they did. Maybe it put you more in touch with yourself by what they've done. I think I've been sad when certain artists have died because I just love their work.
Oh, yeah, you'll never hear anything by them again or whatever. Right, sure. That makes sense to, be regretful over the loss of somebody, to be saddened by that. But to be obsessed over it. Right, the loss of what could have been. But to be obsessed over it and to spend time trying to recover from the death of a celebrity and
right. the pictures on the wall signed celebrity pictures. Now I've seen times when I've thought that signed celebrity pictures made sense. That for instance, I was at a restaurant one time where the bar owner collected signed pictures
that
from celebrities.
A lot. And like so and so ate here,
right? That kind of thing, and then he'd get as many of them as he could, and that profits his business.
Yeah.
I looked at them. I thought it was interesting.
Sure.
I looked at all the different ones, and so that makes sense to me. But then I think about my ex fiance's sister who had Mark McGrath pictures up pinned up to her wall when she's a 20something year old woman with a child.
Who's Mark McGrath?
He is a singer for a band.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I can't remember which one, but I can't remember. So they did Green Machine. That's all I can tell you. Mean Machine or something. And the idea that people would be doing that doesn't make any sense to me. But then again, I haven't really ever had any celebrities, people that I dug.
Maybe we're being too mean. I mean, maybe you could just say that. Well, you guys are pretty lame with your whole love and freedom thing, love and liberty. You're obsessed with that. And they'd be right. I mean, I am obsessed with it. It's my life's. It's what I've devoted my life to. But I would at least hope that the pursuit of liberty has a little more meaning than being obsessed over
an individual.
Madonna.
Your life is what you make your life about. I mean, that's completely up to the individual to decide that. If you want to make your life about celebrity worship, a particular celebrity, that's fine. But I don't know that the comparison makes any sense. I want liberty not just for me and my family. I want liberty for everybody. What do you want when you want a celebrity?
What I want is for somebody to dial in and tell us about someone they know who is afflicted by this. Or maybe it's you. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, when it comes to male enhancement, we know you want to feel bigger, firmer, more in control. That's why you need Maxoderm. Maxoderm is instant male enhancement. It's topically applied, and it's for any man who wants to feel bigger, firmer, faster. That's right. With Maxoderm, there's no waiting hours, weeks, or even months to feel its effects. Customers report they literally start feeling it in 59 seconds or less. Bet you won't feel that with a pill. So guys, if you want to feel bigger, firmer, faster than ever before, go with the one product you can count on. Maxoderm, with over 50 million applications sold to men just like you. Isn't it time you used Maxoderm too? Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Maxoderm today. We'll rush it to you in an unmarked package. There's no waiting with Maxoderm. So what are you waiting for?
Call 800-781-9213 and get your free supply of Maxoderm now. Call 800-781-9213. 800-781-9213. That's 800-781-9213.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features include things like our Facebook page. You can just go straight to facebook.freetalklive.com to become a fan and get tuned into the Free Talk Live Facebook page. I guess it's useful because, well, having a bunch of fans on the Facebook page might help other people find Free Talk Live. It's pretty neat. Because we can send out the updates via Facebook as well, and you can see them that way. So it's just another alternate method for Free Talk Live to get in touch with you. So head over to facebook.freetalklive.com. And if you want a free audiobook, go no further than audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever or wherever you want, just like the podcast you might be listening to right now. Audible has over 60,000 titles to choose from, and every genre, they've got it covered at Audible. Get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Just go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL for your free audiobook. So, would love to hear from somebody tonight who has an obsession or knows somebody who has an obsession with celebrity. How close are you to this person? What is your experience? How obsessed are they? I mean, we've talked about people with issues like pack rats in the past, but I don't think we really talked about celebrity obsession in the past. And I believe there is some sort of mental issue going on here. There's a vacancy or a gap, a perceived gap in their own lives that they feel like they must fill with people that are having more fun or more excitement in their lives
or success
than they are, or success or whatever.
You know, it's interesting too. I've noticed you see this out in Hollywood a lot. They're called name droppers.
People that act like they know people, right?
Yeah. They mention people's names as if they know them.
Yeah.
To gain popularity and get people to like them. And it's kind of pathetic too.
I see that happening in this industry, the talk radio industry, and it's one of the most irksome things about most talk radio is the consistent name dropping that happens on the other talk shows, the political shows.
Well, at the very
Senator
least,
so-and-so and Representative
if
so-and-so.
You're name dropping when it comes to politicians, you're name dropping about people that make decisions that affect the lives of, you know, Americans and people around the world. Whereas the celebrities, if you're name dropping with them, you're just saying
for the same
this
purpose.
Person is more popular than I am, and I don't know.
Like, yeah, but it's for the same purpose. When the talk show host name drop, it's to show how connected they are within the politics world, and that you should consider them special because they know Senator so and so. I mean, they brag about which politicians they bring on their show, much in the same way some celebrity show would brag about how they're bringing Paris Hilton on or something like that. So, and some people have even called politics the Hollywood for ugly people. There really isn't that much of a distinction besides the fact that I think Hollywood people deserve more respect. They're the ones that are putting a product out voluntarily. They're the ones that are out there doing work and getting paid in the marketplace, unlike these politicians that are just scumbags and trash.
Well, yeah, politicians are not using the guns of government to try to solve problems.
The Hollywood people.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The Hollywood people are not using guns to force people into doing things. No one's forcing you to go see one of Brad Pitt's movies.
Exactly.
It may get to that someday, though.
1-800-259-9231. So inviting you to come into this conversation and add in your thoughts as somebody who may either be an obsessed person with celebrity or know someone who is obsessed. How bad is it? 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, I'll tell you a brief story about what happened to me today. And that is here in Keene, New Hampshire, I decided to go down and pay my property taxes or pay the property tax bill they sent me in protest. I don't believe they're my taxes, but I do believe that if I don't pay, there will be men with guns who come to throw me out of my house, throw my family and I from my home. And there are, of course, there's a lot of precedent, of course, to back that up. So I went in, probably came with about 5 to 7 other liberty activists in the area. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So, again, not the most convenient time for people that are working a 9-to-5 job to show up. But nonetheless, with just 2 days' notice, managed to get at least 6 people out in addition to me. Of those 6 people, 50% of them had cameras. So these folks came in. We went into the city lobby. And I bought some pizzas. By the way, I had some pizzas delivered at 3 o'clock. So the pizza dude showed up. I paid him in cash. Sam was there, our buddy Sam, co-host on the show, filmmaker, documentarian over at ObscuredTruth.com. And he's going to be turning this into one of his little shorts that he does.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got footage of me paying the pizza guy and as an example of what a voluntary transaction looks like. And then we went in to the city building at that point, opened up the pizzas. I went in. Everybody came into the office with me. And they were fully staffed at this point because it's the last day that people can pay property taxes before they start charging interest. So it was fairly busy. And I went over to one of the clerks, said I wanted to pay, I was here to pay the property tax bill, and basically got out $2,752, I think it was what it was. So over $2,700 I plunked down onto the table all in $1 bills. Now, they were wrapped. You know, they were wrapped in 100 bands, and it wasn't like a big mess, like a bag full of money or anything like that. But I, you know, plunked it all down there on the counter, and if you've never seen $1,000 in ones, it's a fairly large chunk of cash.
Yes, this was a big bag full of money. I couldn't believe it when I looked at it the first time.
I hope you got a receipt.
I did get a receipt. And
I'd like to also point out that these ones were stamped all on one side.
Almost all of them were stamped. I didn't get through them. I got through like
with
$1,500.
FreeTalkLive.com on one side and FreeKeen.com on the other.
Yes, that is true. So I handed over the cash to them, and I said I wanted to get a receipt and that I was going to stand there as they... You know, as they counted it, they took it over to the counter. They could have, you know, they could have scanned me and said there wasn't money that was there, but it was all there. And so we kind of stood there, and they were videotaping. And, of course, that was an immediate issue. Right off the bat, the fact that there was a video camera that had come into that room became an immediate issue with the bureaucrats. And they tried to tell Sam and the others that were videoing that they weren't allowed, that they didn't have permission, and that I'm a private person. Well, you're acting in a public capacity.
On the job, on the record.
On the job, on the record. Somebody said that. And Sam did a great job of backing himself up and, you know, refusing to stop recording these bureaucrats, as did the rest of the activists that were there. Eventually, they did, of course, call the police, and during this whole process, while we were waiting for the police to show up and waiting for them to count, I decided to read a little speech.
They wouldn't count. Oh, the crazy people went to the city hall today. How nice.
One guy looked over at me who was standing. They had four different positions that they can give customer service. And one of their customers looked over one of the sheet, basically. And this, I think, was caught on camera. He essentially said that, you know, you're wasting taxpayer dollars by coming in with ones and having them have to count the ones. And I said, well, they're wasting taxpayer dollars by putting peaceful people in prison cells. That's why I'm here doing this. He didn't really have much else to say.
Well, what could he say? All he wants you to do is shut up so he doesn't have to think about how, you know, how it is that he's being robbed.
Yeah. So he wasn't the only customer who decided to have words with me later on. Again, we all had pizza. So I actually offered the pizza to the people that were in line and to the bureaucrats. You know, let them know, hey, you know, sorry for the inconvenience. Sorry you have to wait in line here. Enjoy some pepperoni or some cheese pizza while you wait. And, of course, the activists also enjoyed some as well. So I'll share in a moment the speech that I gave.
Did they even meet any?
There were some people in line that ate some pizza. Yeah, just regular folks that were waiting in line. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most time care these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, and even a webcam. All free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. So talking about something that a number of free staters and liberty activists here in the Keene, New Hampshire area did today, just as an example of one of the many, the myriad of things that are going on that you could get involved in up here. Having done the show for a long time, I've read of a lot of people going and paying taxes in a protester manner. Like, there's, of course, the famous or infamous use of pennies, rolled pennies.
They're kind of ready for that one, though.
They are ready for that one, and they have – usually what will happen is if you go and pay with rolled pennies, they'll demand that you write your driver's license number, or they'll make some sort of arbitrary demand based on the fact that you're bringing them rolled coins. And that's not something I wanted to do. First of all, I didn't want to have to deal with getting a pallet jack to move $3,000 to $2,700 worth of rolled pennies around. That it was a pain enough.
I can't even imagine you being able to get it through the doors.
Or get it from the bank. I mean, it would be just a nightmare.
Yeah, you have to order them in advance.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it took them long enough to get the $3,000 in ones ready that I had ordered from the bank. And it was inconveniencing them, and I felt bad just about even doing that to the poor bank ladies. You know, they didn't charge me. I'm a customer, and so they just had to spend their time doing that. But nonetheless, I decided I didn't want to go the coinage route. And that's kind of the most popular way to pay. I remember there was one guy that wiped his butt with a check and kind of streaked the check that he was going to give them.
So skid mark check.
Yeah, I love that one. That's one of my favorites.
That is kind of disgusting.
It is disgusting, but it's creative.
I like the dollar bill stamped with your show on it.
That's one of the other things you can't do if you do the rolled coins. There's no extra benefit. Whereas if they turn this $2,700, which the majority of it was stamped with freetalklive.com, freeking.com. Do turn that into the bank and the teller decides to not pull them from circulation, because it's my understanding that it's the bank teller that makes the call as to whether or not a bill is too mutilated. So if something comes in, it's just absolute trash. They'll flag it. They'll send it in. They'll send it back to the Fed, basically, or back to their, whatever Fed bank they're dealing with, and they'll get credit for it.
Which means everybody in Keene who gets dollar bills as change is going to Free Talk Live and Free Keene on their dollar bills.
At least everybody that patronizes the Bank of America over the next few days, if they don't pull them from circulation. And that's the only thing. I'm not sure what each bank's determination, what their requirements are as to what is and what is not pulled. So I'm just kind of crossing my fingers on that one. But either way, it's more likely they'll stay in circulation than affect people than not, I think. So I went down today and put this $2,700 plus in cash, stacks of ones, on the counter. Of course, Sam is there. He's getting footage of this as the police have been called. And I begin reading a little speech that I wrote up for the occasion.
I love that part.
Here it is. As you count that money, please consider what's going to be done with it. In case you weren't aware, I'd like to give you a few examples. Next week, video journalist Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com will be imprisoned by your organization. He has never harmed anyone. My friend Sam, holding the camera here, spent 58 days in prison for doing what he's doing right now, just one floor up. He never aggressed against anyone or caused damage to anything. Andrew Carroll was in prison 9 days for holding a plant. He's not the only one. Countless men and women who also never harmed anyone have had a portion of their lives stolen from them by your organization's so-called justice system. Some are imprisoned as we speak. Do you ever think about any of them? Isn't it wrong to hurt peaceful people? You might tell yourself that you can't control what happens to those people and that you're just doing your job. You don't hurt anyone, right? Well, it's true that you haven't ever had to do the dirty work, but you are responsible. Without people doing your job as tax collectors, your agents who are willing to aggress against peaceful people would not so easily be able to fund their violent activities.
Sure, but I don't know that you... I disagree with that part. I don't know that you gain friends. The fact is, the organization...
Oh, I don't think I gained friends today.
The organization that you're talking about... You didn't teach very many lessons if you're not gaining any friends, and that's the problem. People have to be... I've got an article right here on what, talking about how people learn new things and are exposed to new information. And people don't want to hear new things, and they don't want to hear new information.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the few ways that you're going to be able to pull that off is by creating a good feeling.
I brought pizza.
I understand you brought pizza, but...
Putting peaceful people in jail. That's what they're doing, and they are a part of it. They are responsible for what happens, and they need to be made responsible.
Maybe partially responsible, somewhat responsible, some terminology.
They're responsible.
Like that.
They're the first step toward getting that money into the paychecks of those officers who will hurt people.
I'll listen to almost anything for free pizza.
For this, I forgive you, I said. I also forgive you for threatening me. I'm only here today because I know that if I refuse to... They, by the way, interrupted me halfway through this to again try to eject the cameras from the room.
And they shouldn't want the other people in line hearing what you had to say.
I'm only here today because I know that if I refuse to pay even a portion of this in protest of your organization's aggression, that you will turn your aggression against me and my family. If I decide I don't appreciate you imprisoning peaceful people, or that I don't wish to pay for your indoctrination camps you call schools, and withhold my money from you, your city councilors will steal my home and send men with guns calling themselves sheriffs to throw my family into the street. Eventually, there may be many families who refuse to fund your system all at once. How many of them would you see ejected from their homes to ensure you get your next paycheck? Please think about that as you count this money. Please consider ending your role in this extortion. End your role in the threats, the violence, the caging of peaceful human beings, and find peace for yourself. Find a voluntary way to offer your services, some of which actually have value in the marketplace. The rest of us act by consent. Why can't you? Whatever your choice, I know that I forgive you for what you've done and may continue to do. Would you like some pizza? So,
God.
I really felt like I had to do something. I had, up until this point, just been cutting a check every 6 months. That's what it is up here. It's every 6 months you have to pay these goons. Is it 6 months in the town that you live in, Mark?
No. Our property taxes are low enough. We don't in the town that I live in that we don't have to cut a check every six months.
Yeah.
You know.
So up in the city of Keene, it's every 6 months.
The highest tax rate in New Hampshire.
It's either the highest or the second highest, but it's up there. Certainly for value of buildings, it's the most.
Yeah.
And so having just been a good little citizen before, just cutting a check and taking it in and giving it to them, I decided that I wanted to make a statement this time.
I don't have a problem with the statement. I have a problem with the responsibility there. I think I would have softened that just a little bit.
I wrote it the hour before I went.
Understood.
And, I don't think it was mean. I don't think it was as mean as it could have been, at least.
Certainly
not.
It
called them out for their role in the violence. It called out, laid the violence bare, basically, and it said, shame on you. You know, stop doing this to people. And of course, we were confronted by people that were inconvenienced by the government. Now, as I mentioned, they have four positions that they can do customer service from. So I was taking up 1/4 of their positions. They were fully staffed. It's the last day. People are coming in with their property taxes. There was a line out the door a few minutes after I started doing this. And so some old lady, nice old lady, comes in and she goes, well, can I ask you a question? Well, sure. And I said, you want some pizza? She said no. Mm-hmm. But she asked why I couldn't have done this at 5 o'clock. I said, well, first of all, they're not open. And she was a little surprised by that because they're bureaucrats. They don't have to
be
open.
They leave at 4:30.
They actually leave at 4. So I'd come in at 3 o'clock figuring, well, you know, there was a balance, right, between I don't want to make it so the bureaucrats have to stay late or give them the excuse to say, oh, well, we're not done counting and it's 4 o'clock, so we'll have to do this some other time. I didn't want something like that to happen. So I came in at 3 o'clock and hoping it would be not so busy, but it was because it's the last day of property taxes. And so the old lady was blaming me for the holdup.
Sure. And you know, that's what it looks like. I've had this happen myself. You have a problem with the government and its customer service.
Yeah.
And then the customers there who, you know, they're pretty upset they have to deal with the government in the first place. Then they're upset with you for, you know, not getting served well.
So the assistant city manager had come in to try to kick us out earlier, and she was being very nicey-nice after Sam had left with the camera, you know, extending her hand to shake my hand and introduce herself and that sort of thing. And then I said something that really set them off. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This three-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
It's your show, and you can bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com. So I was telling the story about what the activism that I engaged in today, along with a handful of other liberty activists in the Keene, New Hampshire area. I went in and paid the property tax bill for this 6-month period, which was over $2,700. Paid that in all ones, and most of the ones were stamped with freetalklive.com and freekeen.com. While they were counting them, I read off a little speech about how it is that I don't appreciate them being a part of a system that puts peaceful people in prison cells, just drawing their attention to their role in that whole process. And, you know, the speech went over relatively smoothly as far as...
Maybe they thought you'd stop your nonsense after the speech was over.
Maybe they... I was just standing there eating a piece of pizza after that. And it was, you know, I only had one slice. The rest of it was all given away to folks, which was great. And there were people in line that were just regular people that were eating our pizza. And again, they were a little inconvenienced by me. But as the old lady who was up at the station next to me said, one of their customers, as she said to me, well, she's got trouble. She has trouble standing, and she doesn't appreciate having to wait here. And I pointed
now,
out.
Explain to me exactly why. You were taking up a stall. Couldn't they have put you to the side and then somebody taking care of whom, whatever?
Good question. Good question. So they have four service stations, and the woman that I had approached had, of course, begun the counting process. Another woman who, and the other three stations were still manned. Another woman came around who's kind of, I look like a back office lady. She came around and began helping count. The tax collector at one point, the head of the office, was helping count as well. So yes, Mark, they absolutely could have assigned one of the three, up to three, sometimes it was just two, but up to three ladies. It was always at least two and up to three ladies that were counting the money. One of them very easily could have said next and taken the next client or whatever you want to call them from, I don't know what, victim?
Victim.
The next victim? I don't know. We're not supposed to promote the victim mentality, but anyway. So yes, they absolutely could have continued running at full capacity, even with me just standing there to the side eating my pizza, but they didn't, and I think the reason for that is they wanted us out of there. They wanted to get me and my entourage, if you will, out.
I can't imagine why.
As quickly as possible. So the old lady's complaining to me because, well, it's my fault, because I came in with the ones. I should have just come in with, a check. as she was doing. She was paying property taxes at the same time, and so it's all my fault that that it took a while in the line. And I pointed out to her that, well, you know, they are government people, and they don't really don't have any incentive to move very quickly, or they don't have an incentive to move quickly, and I don't remember exactly how I phrased it, but that set them off like nothing else.
The government
there
people?
Was some, yeah, there was the assistant city manager was in there, and she said, I take offense to that, and there was a big kind of burly workman-looking guy with a City of Keene shirt on, you know, like somebody on the road crew or something, like maybe to pick up his paycheck, and he took offense to it as well, and he said, I take offense to that, too. And I basically said, well, you know, I'm sure you do the best you can, but the thing is, if you don't do the best, I still have to pay for it. And whereas in, and then they said, well, what do you do for a living? And that's what the city manager said. And I said, well, I do a host of radio show.
I don't know that it matters. I mean, you know, you're not forcing them to do business with you.
That's it. Well, I said, I host a radio show. Oh, well, that's nice. And then I said, well, in my business, if I don't satisfy my customers, they don't have to, they can decide not to pay me. They don't have to continue being customers of mine. And so I made that juxtaposition there.
I'd like to interject what someone would say, you know, a bureaucrat would say in that circumstance, which is, you don't have to live here. You can sell your...
They didn't say that.
They did not.
They didn't go anywhere after that point.
Well, they didn't think of it, but they, you know, the response to that from a city
yes.
level, and this is the decision that I made. I lived in Keene. We both moved here at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in Keene. I decided Keene's a cute little town, and you know what? I can benefit from Keene by living just outside of the city borders. I can mm-hmm. pay less than half of the taxes, and I get the cute little town. I get the Home Depot. I get the Walmart, and then suckers like you pay those taxes.
Yeah, well, I moved to Keene because I wanted a challenge not to go run away into the woods.
But you know something? The town of Keene realistically could be run on probably less than half of what it's being run on now.
Probably true.
There's a lot of waste.
You could slice out 60% if you just marketize the schools.
Well, I hate that we're pointing out particularly the town of Keene for being wasteful.
Every
town,
that way.
All government is not incentivized.
You're still being robbed, just robbed at a lesser
right.
a lesser extent.
Yeah, my thief, the thief, for one, the thief that's robbing me is less likely to do violence. They're not as efficient as your thieves.
Right, but what about the recent study that showed that public employees make an average of 40% more than an equal job in the private
gosh.
Sector?
Why do people consider public employee jobs to be ones that they would want to get? I mean, obviously, when you talk to people about it, oh, that's a good job. Well, when you talk to them about bureaucratic jobs, well, mm-hmm. that's a good job. Well, of course it's a good job because it's not compensated in the same way as the market would compensate others.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying these people don't do work. I'm a fireman, but I volunteer. Professional firefighters, I think that their work has value and it should be compensated. Should it be compensated to the tune of what New York firefighters get? I think they start at $120,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who wow. knows? They decide, the government bureaucrats decide for us. We don't get
sure.
to decide.
You don't I like just, it? Too bad.
If I
don't
need to buy a new car tomorrow, I get to decide how much I'm going to spend on that car or whether or not I'm going to buy a car. That's how the free market works. So I can spend on a brand new car as much as $250,000 if I, you know, manage to get a loan for that.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could buy one for $20,000, you know, nice new car, little new car for $20,000. I could get a nice Toyota Camry for probably $27,000 or something like that. I get a used one for five or two or whatever. I get to choose. You don't get to choose when it comes to government.
That's definitely the point that I made. And then shortly thereafter, they finished up the counting, gave me the receipts, and we went on our merry way. Cleaned up the pizza boxes and handed out.
I was going to say that I've also noticed an increasing level of a sense of entitlement among people who work as public employees, I might say. And there's a lot of good
servants.
People. Who,
yeah, servants.
Whatever they might be. I mean, there's a lot of good people that are there that don't realize that, you know, when there are too many people consuming wealth and not enough people creating wealth, eventually the whole thing collapses and they don't have jobs or pensions or benefits either. And that's what we're headed for.
Well, a lot of people don't think about the economics of it. My wife worked for the state for quite some time, and different employees work in a different manner. She had come from the private sector, and they had to redesign all the goals for the people, the vocational rehabilitation counselors that were in her position. They had to redesign all the goals for all of the employees in the department because of what she was able to do. She had brought her, you know, skills from the free market, her efficiency, mm-hmm. and all that stuff, and she had applied it to this job that she worked at for a couple of years.
They must have hated her.
You know, the lifetime state employees that were working there just weren't used to the breakneck speed.
Yeah.
They had to assign an assistant to her to handle this stuff. Nobody else had one. They had an assistant for the office and an mm-hmm. assistant for my wife.
Wow.
You know, I mean, this is just how it was run. They were incentivized to go more slowly.
So when we left the building, Sam was still recording, and by the way, when the cop came in and demanded that Sam leave, first he asked Sam to leave, and Sam said, "Are you asking? Are you ordering?" And then the cop said it was an order. So after kind of standing up to him for a little bit, Sam decided to he didn't want to go to jail that day, and so he backed down and went outside the room and started filming from outside of the room. And the cop left at that point after the people had walked out.
Did they look at Sam and say, "Oh, you again?"
He absolutely knows who Sam is. I'm sure all of the cops are well aware of who Sam is at this point. And you know that cop did not want to have to arrest Sam. He was there all by himself. If Sam had stood his ground again,
oh boy,
it sure would have been convenient if he had. I haven't taken down my free Sam sign. You know, I could have just kept it up.
Well, he's got a court trial coming up, Mark, and you never know. That while they probably will hit him with time served, he could go back in for up to 3 years. So we left, and Sam asked me on camera, did I feel like I had made a difference? And I didn't feel like I did. I mean, I felt like, you know, I'd said what I felt like I had to say. I'd made my statement. I said you'd have to ask them if it made any difference. They were kind of blowing me off and acting like, oh, these people just want attention for themselves. It's all about self-aggrandizement.
No, it's not.
No, that's not what it's about. I mean, I'd have just as happily done it with a mask on my face, but I didn't think about that until now. So I don't know what kind of an impact it had. I don't know what kind of an impact it had on some of the people in line. Maybe some people appreciated it. They certainly didn't say anything. I definitely heard from the people who didn't appreciate it. You know, the old lady who believed that it was my fault that she had to wait in line when it was the slow as molasses government bureaucrats who were taking their sweet, sweet time. It was their fault. Then there was some other bureaucrat that had gotten to Sam's face and told him that he was a veteran. And Sam just didn't want to hear any of that. So there should be some interesting footage coming out. How much of it he captured, I'm not sure, but he said that he thought some of it was pretty good. So be on the lookout at ObscuredTruth.com for that. Of course, we'll also post it over at Freekeen.com when it's available. Hour number two is on the way. You can bring up what you want. Slavery. Mark's got the story, and we'll talk to you about whatever is on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
They say we're hated for our freedoms. Their solution? Take away our freedoms.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
They spend both your lives and your money with reckless abandon.
We're out of money now. We're operating in deep deficits.
One organization dares to dream of a world where nations compete for citizens instead of enslaving them. The Seasteading Institute is looking for pioneers to homestead the high seas and take civilization to the next level. Join the revolution at seasteading.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.